Today's Zafiomi is Gittin Lamed Hey, Gittin 35. I want to encourage everybody to support our podcast by subscribing to our YouTube channel, Yeshivas Elimelech on YouTube. Yeshivas Elimelech. So in today's Zafiomi, Gemara discusses the manner in which a woman who is a widow can collect her kesuba. The kesuba is a bond that she's entitled to upon the termination of her marriage. And the kesuba is also, the rabbi said, is ongoing support until she collects that bond. She's entitled to mizonos until she collects the bond. So in today's Daf Yomi, the rabbis said that we stopped her from taking the oath because we're concerned she's going to lie. We're concerned that she's going to take money out from the ksuba, from the bond, before, and then she'll come and collect the whole bond, even though she's already collected part of it. And so therefore, if the woman was a widow, the rabbis would not allow her to collect the ksuba in the normal manner, but she had to use a different method, which was a takana that Rabbi Gamliel made, that she took a neder, a lesser form of a vow, where she used this neder to collect the money by saying that this will be prohibited to me, this item will be prohibited to me unless if I had really taken something from the lump payment. So the Gemara says, well, what's the distinction between a almana and a grusha? Why do we not allow a widow to do this, but we do allow a divorcee? And the Gemara says, we're very worried about the widow taking an oath falsely because there was a case in the Gemara, Ma'isa Ba'adam Echad. There was a case of a person during the years of the famine that he put, Shehivkid Dinar Zav Eitzal Money, put a golden coin with the widow. And then she took this golden coin and she baked it in bread. She forgot about it. And after she forgot about it, she took an oath that she said, let one of my children die if I'm lying when I said I didn't benefit from this gold coin. But she had actually benefited from the gold coin because she had baked it into bread and she gave that loaf of bread to a poor man and she saved that little bit of dough. So the Gemara says, so therefore, for this reason, we don't allow the widow to take an oath anymore. So the Gemara says, well, what's the difference between a widow and a divorcee? Why do we allow the divorcee to take an oath? So the Gemara says, and this is the point, that because we're worried, because this widow will think, listen, I've been helping these children so much, this estate, I've been helping them. And she'll come and she'll give a ruling permissive to herself. She'll say, well, because I helped them so much, therefore this little bit that I took, that's in exchange for the help that I gave to them. And she'll come and she'll, in her own mind, she'll justify her action. So especially the person who's been helping, we're worried that they're going to justify their actions and do something and take a false oath, God forbid.